This is Drew Curtis from Fark.com.
You have to say that because, you know,
yeah,
the fucking other way.
And you're listening to Start of View.
This record is dedicated to one of the most civilized manifestations of man, the appreciation and enjoyment of fine wines.
I need some wine!
Knowing fine wines is not only fun intellectually and aesthetically, but drinking fine wines is one of the great joys of life.
I am not a drunk!
What pleasure there is in inhaling the bouquet of a good wine, observing its color, tasting the delicious liquid.
I have problems and you don't know about!
And enjoying the exhilarating afterglow which rises within the soul while consuming a bottle of fine wine.
I don't know what your problem is, Jack. I need some wine.
Hey, freaks! It's Wednesday, October 1st, 2008. Coming up on the program today, beaten with a lasagna, plus killed by tweezers, and killing your mom for a pair of dream titties. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. I would say about a year or two ago, we played a couple examples from Mini Pops, which was the precursor to Kids Bop. You know, those awful CDs where children sing today's hits. Many times on Distorted View, I have ranted and raved about how much I hate these children that sing these songs. Here is one we played before. This is Beverly Hills from Weezer, as done by Kids Bop.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of junk. Yeah. My fashion sense is a little
crap.
Whack.
It's supposed to be crap.
My friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding school. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing.
It's not even kids singing it. It's kids, you know, being peppered through the song going, uh-huh, junk, yeah, yeah. It's screaming. It's kids screaming.
In my pocket.
Beverly Hills.
Oh.
That's where I want to be. Gimme.
Yeah, that's right.
Beverly Hills, Beverly.
Kids moaning, gimme, gimme. And then, of course, they did a Girlfriend. They're 7-year-olds!
Think you need a new one.
Hey, you.
I could be a girlfriend.
Hey, you.
Alright, you get the idea. I mean, why would kids sing, you know, songs like this? What do kids know about anything? What sort of life experiences do 4-year-olds have that would mirror those that are in this song? It's just stupid, just ridiculous. You've heard my rant on this many times. I mean, what, if you're a child and you like a song, just buy the real version. Why do you want to hear other kids singing it? Oh, the sound of children trying to sing with their screechy, shrieking voice. One of the worst sounds in the world, especially because they're all over theatrical about it and blah, 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 whatever. Anytime someone brings Kids Bop to my attention, I lose my mind. It's the same rage over and over. Anyways, Mini Pops was really the precursor to Kids Bop. It was a show in the UK where kids would basically take hot songs of the day and recreate music videos. Now, at first it was very popular, especially with children, because they were excited to see other kids singing songs they heard on the radio and shit, until one episode aired. 5-year-old Joanna Fisher sang a cover of Sheena Easton's 9 to 5. She came out wearing a robe, and, you know, she's looking very sexy. And she even sang the lyric, "We Make Love." That's when parents were like, whoa, what was, come again? Maybe this program isn't such a good idea. And it was shortly thereafter canceled. Thanks to DV listener Corey, we have the Mini Pops version of 9 to 5. Let's take a listen.
Wake up every morning,
all, these, you've got to look up Mini Pops on YouTube. They have their makeup cake. They look like whores. She looks like a young Tammy Faye. She actually kind of looks like JonBenet Ramsey. Creepy. And a little hot, let's be honest. My baby takes the morning train. Oh, it's really awful. I honestly don't know what's worse, Kids Bop or Mini Pops. All right. Thank you very much, Mini Pops. Couple more clips before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news. Here's a guy with an unfortunate sex moan.
Recording. Keep fucking me.
He is enjoying himself, isn't he? Now, everyone, let's all just simmer down for a second. We're having a lot of fun playing clips of guys with funny voices jizzing all over the place, and girls singing sexually provocative song lyrics. But do I have to remind you, in a little over 1 month, we are going to be selecting a new president of the United States, and it couldn't come at a more critical time in our history. We as a nation are fucked. Yet a large portion of voters still have no clue who they're going to vote for. Thank God Distorted View is here to help. Here is some expert political analysis from an idiot redneck.
The state that not made when we're at war with the Arabs. We do not need a damn Arab president.
Aye, huh?
When you go over there to them Arab countries, they are cutting off the heads of the soldiers of our Americans. And his middle name is Hussein. And we want to...
Thank you for turning off your motorcycle so we can hear this.
We want to vote for somebody with a name like Barack Hussein Obama. Well, why are we electing an Arab when we're at war with Iraq?
She's bringing up some good points.
And Iran. I mean, come on, American people. This don't make much sense, does it?
No.
We're at war with the Middle East, but we want somebody for president with a name like Barack Hussein Obama? Give us a break. I wanted Hillary Clinton for president. I voted for Hillary Clinton.
She got mad at me.
I voted for Hillary.
He said you voted for Obama.
And I haven't given up on her yet.
Well, watch. He's on the nigger side, too. You might have another meeting.
Yeah, he likes him.
No.
Oh, he's coming up with some valid points now. I like how we open up this discussion to every redneck in the area.
Black ain't got nothing.
I want to say she likes the niggers.
Black has nothing to do with the way the Arabs are trying to
sort of not, Carla.
This guy is... Black ain't got nothing to do with the way the Arabs are trying to sneak this guy into our country.
Sneak this guy into our country? He wasn't just, like, airdropped into Washington, D.C. a few months ago.
This is Barack Hussein Obama. They are trying to win the war, and they are not going to do it.
Nobody said
that. America is going to win. These colors don't
USA.
Run.
USA!
Hillary Clinton
USA.
For president. All the way. Red, white, and blue!
These colors don't bleed!
Where y'all going?
All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes, just a quick reminder, if you're not a Distorted View Sideshow member, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. That's cheap entertainment. And in these hard economic times, it's important you know where your money's going. And quite frankly, there's not a better value out there. Since we started this fucking sideshow, I haven't raised prices. And you're getting more content than ever. You get access to the entire archive, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, and video cast. Just yesterday, we did a bonus episode of Distorted View, and just prior to that, we posted a video cast yesterday as well. Another video cast and another bonus episode are planned later this week, so it's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Oh, and as someone pointed out on the voicemail section, with the newest version of Microsoft Zune software, it officially supports password-protected RSS feeds, the same kind that we use on the Super Freak Sideshow. So, Zune users, welcome. All right, and I got to say thanks to everyone who voted for us at the Podcast Awards. We'll see if Distorted View is in the final five in the coming days. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. This one comes from Colorado. A Colorado teenager hired men to kill his mother. Why, you ask? He wanted to use her money to get breast implants for his girlfriend. Why didn't he just take the money he used to hire the hitmen and use that to buy the breast implants? I can't believe in the United States of America it's cheaper to hire hitmen than it is to buy boobs. That's not the kind of America I want to live in. And if I'm elected into office, I will change that. Nikita Lee, what? Maybe he purchased the hitman on credit or something. Nikita Lee Weiss, 18, was arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, said Fountain Deputy Police Chief Mike Barnett. His girlfriend, Sophia Nicole Alsept, and two men police said he hired, Juan Antonio Velez Gonzalez, 18, and Brandon Michael Sorka, 19, were arrested on the same charge. Weiss's mother, Juan Weiss, was attacked Thursday with a small wooden baseball bat at her home, but escaped, authorities said. She was released Friday from a hospital. Barnett said Weiss wanted to sell his mother's car and then use the money in her bank accounts to pay for breast implants. Barnett also said the suspects discussed wrapping Juan Weiss's body in plastic and dumping it in the desert in New Mexico or Arizona. All were being held on $50,000 bail. Officials did not know whether they had attorneys and said they couldn't get messages to them. Fountain, by the way, is about 10 miles south of Colorado Springs, if anyone cares. No? Okay, let's move on. Second story we have for you today, it's a short one, which is upsetting to me because it's a great news story. At least the headline is. Why is it that the news stories that I want to be really long are always the short ones? Check out this headline. Friend killed by tweezers. Yes, I want an in-depth article, not just one vague paragraph. Meanwhile, I was reading about Congress's failed bailout plan. That's a fucking snooze fest. A fucking five-page snooze fest. Wouldn't you much rather read about, you know, some dude attacking another person with tweezers? All right, this one comes from Moscow. Police allege a teenager from Russia fatally stabbed her best friend with a pair of tweezers. Quote, it was a frenzied, mad attack. Well, yes, it would have to be. That's the only way to kill someone with tweezers. You can't kill someone with tweezers by slowly and absentmindedly poking them a few times. No, it has to be frenzied, mad, ah! You would not imagine the damage a pair of tiny eyebrow tweezers caused the poor girl, an unidentified police officer told the Daily Mail in a story published on Monday. Christina Danilova, 18, allegedly flew into a rage after her childhood friend Olga, Samuelenko, 18, told her she was ugly and would never get a boyfriend. Police said Samuelenko, or whatever the hell her name is, was stabbed more than 100 times with tweezers and bled to death. Danilova, who allegedly called the stabbing an accident. What? Christina Danilova, you have some massive balls. I don't know what happened. I accidentally stabbed her 100 times. Now, if it was like 30 times, I could understand it. I mean, who hasn't accidentally stabbed their friend with a pair of eyebrow tweezers 30 times in a row? They're slippery. Anyways, that's a fantastic defense, Christina Danilova. Yes, she allegedly called the stabbing an accident, and then afterwards told police she didn't remember the attack at all. Yes, Christina Danilova remains in custody. Final story we have for you today. It comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, it seems like every day we do a story from Florida. It really is our most fucked up state. From attacked by tweezers to being hit by a frozen lasagna. This one comes from Atlantic Beach, Florida. Police in Atlantic Beach, Florida said they have charged a woman with domestic battery after she allegedly struck her husband with a lasagna. Investigators said Amanda Trott allegedly used the frozen food as a weapon during an argument with her husband, whose first name was not released. Quote, Mr. Trott claimed that Mrs. Trott had slapped him across the face several times and threw a frozen lasagna at him that struck him at the top of his head. Look, here's the thing. When you're arguing with someone and you have something hard that you're holding, it's very tempting not to throw it at them, regardless of what the object is. I've thrown those... Remember Furbies? Those stupid toys. I've chucked that at someone's head before. That's hard plastic. Yeah, I'm abusive, so what? All right, Mr. Trott claimed that Mrs. Trott had slapped him across the face several times and threw a frozen lasagna at him that struck him at the top of his head, said Police Sergeant David Cameron. Cameron said Amanda Trott admitted to officers that she had used the frozen block of lasagna to hit her husband. Quote, in my opinion, it hurts very much. How many times have you been hit with frozen lasagna there, Police Sergeant? And it will cause welts. It's like throwing a block of ice, and it's very heavy. I know. I have a cunt of a wife. Trott's husband was also arrested on unrelated charges. Sounds like a power couple. Later during the investigation, they discovered that Mr. Trott had a violation of injunction. He was also arrested. Does that mean like he violated a restraining order or something? Just another day in beautiful, sunny Florida. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of chow. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim, this is Mrs. Miller. Calling because I noticed something interesting about your show. Every time you start the show, you always say, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then we're going to get the hell out of here. And you always sound so relieved when you say that.
Yes.
As if you really just don't want to be there.
I don't.
You're only interested in the getting the hell out of there part.
Yes.
Of the show.
Yes.
Just thought you might be interested to...
Look, I love doing the show, but when I go to record it, the ultimate goal is to be done with it, so I can jerk off and go to sleep.
Hi, Tim. Sideshow member Gordy here. I'm on my way home, and what do I hear over the radio? I hear a pair of high school students here in Wisconsin. They're trying to rival the ones that got run over by a train.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, Junior drives up and blah, blah, blah. Fuck.
Oh, no!
The whistles go, woo-woo! You get nothing!
Absolutely nothing!
Oh, no.
Bye-bye.
Me-me-me, that's all, bye!
Very nice. You fucked hard. All right, next up.
Jagoo, Jimmy,
Jagoo.
I'm listening to the September 23rd show right now. Dude, you're playing Imogen Heap. I love them. They're awesome. Just thought you should know, Tim.
I know.
Play more often. Talk to you later, Tim.
Well, it's because of a bit I was doing.
Hey, Tim, listener calling in from California. I just thought I should call you up and tell you... I realized how much of a freak I was today when in economics class we had to design a command economy. And, well, I think I won up your mandatory euthanasia with a idea derived from Soylent Green. Anyway, good show. I love it.
You know, that could be part of the mandatory euthanasia campaign. I mean, that's what we could do with the dead bodies. We could turn it into delicious food. Although I would think old people would taste dry and leathery. Yuck.
Hey,
like mothballs.
Hey, Tim, it's Jared, Sideshow member from California.
wanted to let you know that it finally happened, man. I finally had my, you know, it's a freak one moment.
All right.
I was watching that new pretty awful movie, The Love Guru, starring Mike, I Want to Suck Your Cock Myers. And there's a scene where him and the black dude from 40 Years Virgin are sitting at the bar, and he's trying to make diarrhea noises with a mug. And he asked the guy if he knows what the noises is, what the fuck. And he says it's diarrhea noises. First thing I thought, cum fart noises. Yep, you fucking tainted my brain, sir. Thank you. Goodbye.
It's sad, isn't it? All right, there we go. Next up.
Hey, Tim. It's an underage listener from Massachusetts. I'm just calling because I have a question for you.
Sure.
You're gay, so when you look at your penis, do you get turned on?
No, I have a mangled, veiny, chewed-up-looking penis. There's a big lump in the middle. My cockhead looks like a diseased mushroom. It's discolored. Smells rotten. It's a mess. Okay, next up.
Timothy Jamison Henson, this is Matt from the Jam Hole. I just want to say to that Jam Hole fucker, I fucking hate you. I fucking hate your show. I fucking hate fucking your mom and her dog and all that shit. I fucking hate it. It's so not relevant because cum farts and shit like that is totally relevant. But what you guys talk about is so fucking irrelevant. Oh my God, I don't even know what to say. That could even be relevant. You're irrelevant. Go fuck yourself, Jam Hole guy. Fuck. I love you. Goodbye.
All right, there you go. Next up.
Okay, Tim, this is Alex, or who you call 100 Alexander normally.
Okay.
Okay.
100 Alexander's checking in.
Your show, you called me a fruit. I'm not a fruit. If I was a fruit, then I'd have to have seeds and a stem. And, like, you could eat me, but I'm a boy. You can't eat me.
That's right.
Not about rules.
I apologize. You're totally right. That, my friends, is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Thank you guys so much for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Do you remember that old podcast that was all about pedophiles, hosted by pedophiles? This should have been their theme song. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We will be back tomorrow for the Big Thursday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Teaching.
If you gonna suck a dick, then you suck a dick.